Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, October 3rd, 2011. We'll begin this meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. If you'll rise with me, please.
Would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you asking that you give your divine wisdom to each and every member of this court. Not just to this court, give your divine wisdom to each and every leader in Jefferson County so we can do the right thing to help the citizens of this county. Lord, we ask that you keep your loving arms around those families that have loved ones away fighting in the war. Lord, we ask that you not only do that, but most importantly, bless every individual in this county. These blessings we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll begin with items under purchasing. Item A, and the only item, is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract with Time Warner Cable Business Class for broadband internet service in the amount of $1,900 per month for the Jefferson County MIS Department. The contract will triple our internet bandwidth for the same monthly cost and extend our current agreement with Time Warner an additional 2.5 years. Do I have a motion on that item? Second? Okay. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Commissioner Senegal, unfortunately, is out ill today, along with a lot of other people in the county. Seems to come around this time of year. Under county commissioners, we can table item A after receiving reports from the volunteer fire chiefs this morning. Item B is to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations for the fall 2011 grant cycle. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation proclaiming October 2nd through 8th, 2011 as National 4-H Week in Jefferson County and commending the 4-H Youth Development Program of the Texas AgriLife Extension Service and the many men and women who have made the program a success. Item D is to consider and possibly approve the 2012 county holiday schedule. Item E is to receive and file an order creating the Praxair Inc. reinvestment zone, an order amending the PremCor reinvestment zone to allow the establishment of the Praxair reinvestment zone. Item F is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation claiming the month of October 2011 as Italian History Month in Jefferson County, Texas. Item G is to consider and possibly approve a resolution urging the Texas Transportation Commission to provide required funding to complete the IH-10 corridor in Orange County. Item H is to consider and approve fund balance policy in compliance with the Governmental Accounting Standards Board policy number 54. Item I is to receive and file an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the Port Arthur School District for the period October 1st, 2011 to September 30th, 2012. And by addendum, item J is to consider and possibly approve a corrected resolution of Jefferson County Commissioners Court finding the creation of the Jefferson County Emergency Services District number 3 to be feasible. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion of any of those issues?
And that is for anyone that's creating any districts. I just visited with Mr. Oxford, and anyone that's bringing anything before the court, I think there's five individuals sit up here, and it is of their importance that each of them receive the information. And that's from any of our staffs that's sending things out. Make sure that all five of us are receiving that. I want to make sure that it's noted on the record, Judge.
All righty. Anything else? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and at this time, I understand that Mr. Christopher Stokes is here on behalf of the 4-H. If you'd come up to the podium, sir, and then Commissioner Weaver will read the proclamation.
Good afternoon, proclamation adopted by Commissioners' Court. Whereas the 4-H Youth Development Program of Texas AgriLife Extension Service has for 104 years been providing experience-based education to youngsters throughout the Lone Star State. And whereas this admirable program, which seeks to provide a learning experience for the whole child, including head, heart, hands, and health, helps young Texans to acquire knowledge, develop life skills, form attitudes to enable them to become self-directed, productive, and contributing members of our society. And whereas its 640,000 urban, suburban, and rural members ranging in age from 8 to 19 hail from diverse ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds and truly represent a cross-section of the state. And whereas the program undoubtedly could not have been achieved with the success that it has today for it if it were not for the service of its more than 33,700 volunteers who have given generously of their time, talents, energies, and resources to the youth of Texas. And whereas throughout its proud history, the 4-H program has developed positive role models for countless Texans, and through its innovative and inspiring programs, continues to build character and instill the values that have made our state strong, great, and now therefore be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court hereby proclaims October 2nd through the 8th, 2011, as National 4-H Week in Texas, and we commend the 4-H Youth Development Program and the Texas AgriLife Extension Service and the many men and women who have made this program successful. Thank you all.
Thank you, Judge Brannick. And commissioners, for declaring October 2nd through the 8th, 2011, as National 4-H Week in Jefferson County. I'm Christopher Stokes from the Mid-County 4-H Club, and I am the chairman of the Jefferson County Youth Council. I'm here today representing my fellow youth officers, which are Keely Morgan from the Amelia 4-H Club, Laren Calhoun from the Grace 4-H Club, Emily DeVille from Reach 4-H Club, Kelly Stokes from Mid-County 4-H Club, Jessica DeVille from Reach 4-H Club, Charles Leonio from Mid-County 4-H Club, and Juliana Leonio from the Mid-County 4-H Club, along with over 300 Jefferson County youth and participate in our 11 local 4-H clubs. We are a community of young people. We are a community of young people learning leadership, citizenship, and life skills. In 2011, we had 5,364 youth participate in 4-H programs. They offer the opportunity to succeed by learning life skills. There were 93 entries at county competitions, with 32 at district competitions, and 7 senior 4-Hers made it to state competitions. We had 63 4-H members show at the South Texas State Fair. We also contributed to our community by collecting pennies for DESC, the food drive for the Southeast Texas Food Bank, and we collected newspapers for the Humane Society and story time at the libraries. During National 4-H Week in 2010, we participated with more than 8,500 4-H members who celebrated one day 4-H, giving more than 133,000 hours of community service, where all of us were involved in a community service activity by making a difference across Texas. In Jefferson County, with the support of HEB, we collected non-perishable food items for the Southeast Texas Food Bank. Citizens of Beaumont were very gracious, and we collected over 1,800 pounds of canned food that we donated. This year, we will celebrate One Day 4-H on October 8th with two events. We will be holding the food drive again at HEB. We will again target hunger for the Jefferson County with a food drive that will benefit Southeast Texas Food Bank. And we will also be a part of the Fire Museum celebration of Safety Month by explaining bicycle safety. We would like to invite everyone to help us with a donation to the food bank and to use National 4-H Week to learn more about 4-H in Jefferson County, a special program that gives youth the chance to learn together. So on behalf of Jefferson County 4-H, we would like to present you with a token of our appreciation for your continued support of our 4-H program. Sadly, no.
What about a tree stand?
wouldn't you think?
We couldn't get that either.
Just ran it away.
Wanted to know if his deer feeder.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you. It's good to meet you. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christopher. Well, thank y'all so much for being here today, and thank you, Ms. Garlick, for working with this outstanding group of young people, and for all, thanks to you young people for all of your public service and public involvement and helping the less fortunate. It's extremely admirable.
We appreciate all that you do for us. I should let everyone know that Saturday, Christopher also serves on the State 4-H Council. There's only 36 youth across the state of Texas that serve on that council. And Saturday, Christopher received his green jacket at the State Fair of Texas in Dallas. So Christopher also serves on our state council.
And Stolle, you know what? Judge not going to see it. He was up his chest like that because he just knew he was a Baylor man.
Christopher, where do you go to school?
Hampshire Finette.
Hampshire Finette. Great. All righty. Wonderful. Well, thank y'all so much for being here today.
There's a lot of time and energy put into raising those animals, and a lot of responsibility, and builds character, and we appreciate the example that you set for the other youth and for those adults that are involved in that program and providing leadership. So very good program. Very good program.
Is Ms. Hinojosa here? I noticed that you come in a little bit late, but the Commissioner's Court has approved the proclamation in support of Italian History Month, and it reads as follows. Whereas contributions made by Italians to the United States date back to America's being discovered by Italian Christopher Columbus, our country was named after Italian Amerigo Vespucci, and our country's constitution included in the Bill of Rights a thesis on the equality of man written by Thomas Jefferson's friend, Italian Filippo Mazzella. And whereas the Northwest expedition of George Rogers Clark was financed by an Italian colonel, Francesco Vigo, with these lands becoming Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan, Italian Alessandro Malaspina mapped the Pacific from Mexico to Alaska and to the Philippines, and the sources of the Mississippi River was discovered by Italian Giacomo Beltrami. And whereas the dome of the United States Capitol was created by Italian Constantino Brumidi, the Bank of America was founded by A.P. Giannini, and the father of nuclear science in America was, that's a lot of hard to pronounce names. And the father of nuclear science in America was an Italian by the name of Enrico Fermi. The first enlisted man to receive the Medal of Honor in World War II was an Italian-American John Bassaloni of New Jersey. And whereas these fine contributions have helped make America the land where freedom and opportunity reign, now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby proclaim the month of October 2011 as Italian History Month.
Thank you very much, Judge Brannick and Commissioners. We appreciate it. The Italian American Society of Belmont has been existing here in Belmont for 21 years. It was founded by Nick Lampson and Frank Messina. And I have brought here today, we have our piazza that is on the corner of Natchez and College Street. That was Nick Lampson helped us obtain that. And we and the city so graciously maintains that piazza for us, and we duly appreciate that. And we have our candlelight vigil there every October. This year we'll have it on Wednesday, October the 12th. And any of y'all are more than welcome to be there. I have brought today with me my first Vice President, Lucy DeBartlow Blackstock. She is a first generation born here in the United States, Sicilian. I'm a second generation born here in the United States, Sicilian. Our club consists of Italians and Sicilians, and we're very proud of our heritage each month to further our education and knowledge of our history. We do have each family will get up and they will tell about how their ancestors came here to Beaumont. A lot of them, as you see, a lot of the Italians here almost, they all come from actually close to the same region. Mostly in towns, you'll see the Italians, if they were lived in Italy or Sicily in the same region, they actually would come to a town here in America, the same thing. Very proud of our heritage, and we do appreciate you, Judge Brannick, and commissioners for proclaiming the month of the Italian American Society for us. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, moving on to items under County Auditor. Item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the District Attorney in the amount of $1,300 for additional postage costs. Item B is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the correctional facility for additional costs in the amount of $55,000 for equipment maintenance, electricity, and water and sewer costs. And item C is regular county bills, check numbers 358478 through 358770. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, second. Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items passed unanimously. Dr. Parker, was there anything that you wanted to say back under county commissioners on the item relating to the hot tax? Okay, thank you. Under county treasurer, item A is to consider, review, and possibly amend the Jefferson County investment policy. Item B is to receive and file the 2011-2012 Jefferson County investment policy. And item C is to consider and possibly approve the release of excess collateral on the funds of Jefferson County. Have a motion on those items. Moved by Commissioner Arnold. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
I was just going to ask Treasurer Tim Funches if there was any issues regarding the investment policy that need to be discussed in court. You get to prepare all this stuff. We very seldom get to hear from you, so I'd like to see what you got to say.
On the investment policy, we're renewing it. It's the Public Funds Investment Act requires us to review it at least once a year. We have done so through the Investment Advisory Committee, and I've recommended some changes, and they have agreed to it. One thing that we are proposing to change is the meeting requirements of the Investment Advisory Group. There's not a whole lot of issues that really come before that group, but we're going to meet once a year to at least review the investment policy and meet on an as-needed basis. If there's issues that come up that I think need to be addressed, well, then I'll call a meeting. Also, under Section 6, we, under approved broker-dealers, and again, under Section 7, under direct investments, in the policy, we're adding a provision where we can use investment pools as an avenue for our investments. Governmental investment pools are like a mutual fund where they hold all the governmental instruments, and you can just place your money in them and benefit from the return. It's just another avenue that the county could have to invest our taxpayer dollars. And then again, under our approved list of broker-dealers, we're proposing to add Coastal Securities, and the broker is Tony C. Kelly, and we're adding Texas Class through Bill Moritz. Now, Texas Class is one of these pooled investment firms. And then lastly,
but we're not actually going to invest any money with Texas Class right now, because I think they're only yielding like 13 basis points, isn't that right?
Yes, it's pretty low, but in the past their performance has been above norm, and I just like to have it as a vehicle available to me in the future if the rates do turn around. Another item is I've added an appendix to the policy. We've always in the past included the public, a copy of the Public Funds Investment Act, but it has been amended in this last legislative session. And so, but the policy hasn't been revised and publicized. So what I have done is I've added 13 pages of amendments that were approved in the legislative session and placed them under Appendix B. And y'all, I've provided a copy of this whole packet to y'all. Any other questions?
Any other questions?
Who's on this committee? And Judge, I remember us putting this in existence at the end of the, I think, like,
Mr. Rugg and Mr. Funches and myself and Mr. Swain.
That's all I had. Thank you, Mr. Funches.
Thank y'all.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That is item passed unanimously. Under engineering, item A is to consider and possibly approve a replat of lots 5B and 5C, block 4 of the final replat of lot 5A and 5B, block 4 of the private road subdivision replat of the estates of Finette. As recorded in volume 17, page 59 of the map records of Jefferson County into lot 5E, block 4. This replat combining two lots that were previously subdivided from a single large lot and is located in Commissioner Precinct Number 4 off of Galding Road. It has been reviewed by the engineering department. It's been found to have met our current subdivision and development regulations. Do I have a motion on that item? Second? It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
So it's under the current rule, but it didn't have any effects from the new legislation that goes into effect, right?
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That item passes. Lastly, under Sheriff's Department, item A is to consider and possibly approve an authorized intergovernmental agreement between Jefferson County Sheriff's Department and Beaumont Police Department for exchange of vehicles. Item B is to consider and possibly approve an amended resolution regarding the 2011 Paul Coverdale Forensic Sciences Improvement Grant awarded to the Jefferson County Crime Lab. This is sought merely to reflect the correct grant award number rather than the application number. Have a motion on those items. Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That item passed unanimously. Is there any other business any member of the court wishes to discuss today?
I want to bring something to the court's attention. I received an email today, and I'll probably be talking to Mr. Rugg and Mr. Maness about it and the sheriff. I want the citizens be aware that there's a new scheme going on where people may park in a public spot in the evening time and may come back and notice some little message tacked to the back of the windshield. It is something that's going on in other states and other areas where it might be conducive not to get out and check when you find that. Drive off, because they have found that this is a scheme where people are robbing people. So we want to make sure we keep our public well informed on things like that when we get it. It was an email sent to me just before court, Your Honor.
Anything else? I think all of the members of this court and a lot of people who, other judges within the courthouse, were saddened last week to receive a letter from Judge Alfred Gerson, who's served with distinction as County Court at Law number one judge for a number of years, well over 20 years, and has become an extremely lovable figure around this courthouse and will certainly be missed. But he announced his retirement for October 31st of the end of this month. The law, and this is for the Commissioner's Court to consider this week, law provides that the members of the Commissioner's Court can name a successor. I've already been contacted by numerous individuals who are interested in the position. Obviously, The law also allows, under Chapter 74 of the Government Code, for the court to request that the presiding judge transfer those cases that fall within the original jurisdiction of the district courts to the district court. If we were to do that, although Judge Gerson has 3 years left on his term, because of his resignation, there will be an election held for that position next November. The filing will open up for the position on November 12th of this year and run through December 13th or some such date as that. I'm not for certain what that is. They then have a primary elections in March, and after the November elections are canvassed, whoever is the winner of that election would then take office in County Court at Law Number 1. So that is an option that this court has, is to request that the presiding judge transfer those cases to the district court rather than naming a successor. So that's just something to think about, and not anything for action today. Anything else? All right, well then we are adjourned. Thank you for being here.